New research indicates that people who are genetically prone to being overweight have a higher risk of being a smoker, and they are likely to smoke more than average, UN scientists said on Wednesday. According to Dr. Paul Brennan from IARC, the International Agency for Research on Cancer, around 70 genes have been identified for the first time that could explain this behavior. IARC is a World Health Organization agency mandated to conduct research on the causes of cancer and its prevention. The current study was funded by Cancer Research UK. Dr. Brennan spoke to Daniel Johnson.
So what we're saying is that people who are genetically more likely to be overweight are more likely to start smoking, and they have more difficulty to quit. And if they are smoking, they tend to smoke a bit more.
Because you've identified 70-plus genes that show you that there is some sort of biological basis for addictive behaviour.
Yeah, we've identified these genes associated with obesity, and these genes are strongly associated with whether you start to smoke, the amount you smoke, and also with whether you're likely to quit smoking or not. Now, amongst those 70-odd genes, some of them are kind of expressed stronger in the brain. They're neuronal-type genes. And this subgroup of neuronal genes appear to have an even stronger effect on whether you take up smoking and the amount you smoke. So this suggests that there might be some common neuronal factor that is explaining this joint relationship between obesity and starting to smoke and the amount that you smoke.
And how will the research help tackle the problem of smoking and preventing it and all the horrible cardiovascular diseases, and including diabetes, I suppose, that are associated with smoking?
Well, it will help, should help, for both smoking and obesity, because obviously smoking is the number one cause of cancer and is associated with numerous other non-communicable diseases, but obesity is probably the second most important cause of many of these diseases as well. So in thinking how to control tobacco consumption and also how to tackle obesity, usually these have been considered quite separately, whereas what this research is calling for is perhaps that we need to consider these two factors together. So when thinking of tobacco prevention campaigns, we need to think of the role that obesity might play in tobacco initiation and the difficulties that people have to quit smoking, and the need for questions around obesity to be considered into those campaigns.
Can you maybe tell me how many people were involved in this research and where the research took place and how long it took?
So this is part of a new generation of studies that's trying to understand the relationship between lifestyle and environmental causes and looking at this through a genetic perspective. And it's been made possible by some incredibly large studies that obtain lifestyle information on hundreds of thousands of people and also genetic information on the same people. So the main study that we used here was called UK Biobank, which includes close to 500,000 people.
What was the spark for this research? Why did you start to think about overweight people and obesity and cigarette smoking?
Well, because if you just look at the observational data, if you just look at a population of people who smoke and their weight, it's a very confusing relationship when you just look at it at that level, because on the whole, people who smoke tend to weigh a bit less than people who never smoke. But then when people give up smoking, they tend to put on a lot of weight. So it's clear that this, you know, the potential association of smoking and obesity is a difficult one to understand just from the observational data. So we've known this for a long time, and it's only now with obtaining a lot of this genetic data that we've been able to, you know, we thought we'd be able to tease out the relationship between obesity and smoking.